This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and you're welcome to call. You can come directly into the doctor's office, or another way to say it, it's 877-726-TALK. And by the way, you call that number anytime, 24/7, even when we're not in the air, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions a little later in the program today. And, you know, one of the policies that I have in this program is I try not to authorize ads which talk about male potency, sexual enhancers, things that, quote, raise your testosterone, improve your sexual performance, because I'm concerned. I'm concerned about, you know, is it the real deal? Are these things a ripoff? On a wing of prayer, you hope to improve your sexual performance, and they disappoint. Or alternatively, they may contain harmful ingredients. They may be laced with a little bit of Viagra or some kind of real erectile dysfunction drug. Pretty common these days when you don't want to buy some kind of male potency enhancer from a vending machine in a gas station. That's probably not a good idea. But here's a remarkable story that I'll share with you that sounds like a real deal. And it has to do with the premise, you know, when I go to the fish store, there's a sign there. And it's an old fisherman's motto. Eat fish, live longer. Eat shellfish, love longer. And this is based on the idea that, you know, eating oysters and shellfish, that it's somehow some sort of aphrodisiac. Well, we know that fish may support cardiovascular health, thus enabling you to live longer. And shellfish do contain some omega-3 fatty acids. But here's a remarkable new study from the Journal of the American Medical Association that suggests that there may be a real basis for the claims, but here they used fish oil supplements. In a Danish survey of 1,679 men, and oh, by the way, you might think, oh, Denmark, yeah, they consume a lot of fish there because it's Scandinavia and they're close to the water. Well, it turns out that very few Danish men in the study consumed fish regularly. I guess they had a lot of cheese and cold cuts. In this survey of 1,679 men, I'm going to quote the study results. Fish oil supplements were associated in a dose-response manner. In other words, the more fish oil supplements you consumed, the more you saw higher semen volume, a total sperm count that was increased, larger testicular size, a higher level of testosterone, and a lower level of follicular stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone. Now, that ratio between FSH and LH is thought to be an important determinant of testicular function and fertility in men. So at the very least, this may have implications for fertility. It remains to be demonstrated where they translate to better performance in the bedroom, but fascinating study that suggests that fish oil, which has been so often poo-pooed and maligned, you know, doesn't really work, you know, people are taking fish oil, they're diluting themselves. Well, you know, in an important area of human functioning, which is testicular function, they seem to have a pretty distinct impact, at least in this Danish study of 1,679 men. It's fascinating. 877-726-8255. IV vitamin C, something that we in the integrative community have been using for decades. I discovered its properties in the 1980s when I first began practicing, and I began using it for treatment of colds and flus and mononucleosis and chronic infectious hepatitis, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. Now that we have effective remedies for hepatitis C, I've been encouraging my patients to take the cure. But for many years, I kept patients healthy and free of irreversible liver damage by giving them intravenous vitamin C. And we also use it in support of patients who are receiving conventional treatment for cancer. It seems to lead to better outcomes. I've helped quite a few patients over the years with high doses of intravenous vitamin C. Not, you know, the amount you say, well, I'll just take it orally. Taking two or three ester Cs or even some buffered C powder, you may be able to get 5 or 10 or 15 grams into you before you develop diarrhea. But intravenous vitamin C bypasses the gastrointestinal tract and leads to very high levels in the bloodstream. So there's a guy, Paul Merrick, of Eastern Virginia Medical School in Norfolk, Virginia. He really made waves in 2017 with a study in CHEST, which is the major medical journal for pulmonary physicians in this country, which showed that intravenous vitamin C had potential as a treatment for sepsis. Now, sepsis is one of medicine's most dread emergencies, otherwise known as septic shock. A pathogen enters the bloodstream, you know, whether it's a bacterial infection or a virus, and it leads to a disseminated infection. And patients then are transferred to the intensive care unit, where they're often intubated. Sometimes they require dialysis because their kidneys fail. They lose limbs, fingers and toes, they have to be amputated. And they hover between life and death. And there's a very high mortality rate. The average survival from sepsis is around 50%. So it's touch and go for these patients. So what they did at Eastern Virginia Medical School under Dr. Paul Merrick is they gave intravenous vitamin C to these patients, and they saved many of them. But, you know, they did some other studies that, you know, didn't really substantiate the benefits of vitamin C, and a lot of doctors remain doubtful. Okay, new study just out. At Northwestern School of Medicine, which is a major center for medical research, Eric Wald, MD, demonstrated that a cocktail of vitamin C along with vitamin B1 combined with some steroids helped reduce mortality in children with septic shock. Nothing more tragic than losing a child to an infection. And you may say, well, it was the steroids that did it, and the vitamins, you know, just a little, you know, add on to the cocktail. Well, they administered steroids alone, and time after time after time, they've demonstrated that steroids don't save people who have septic shock. They don't do the job alone. But when the steroids were combined with vitamin C and a little bit of thiamine or vitamin B1, the death rate plummeted from 28% to just 9%. So a very significant study that suggests that, you know, this simple, inexpensive natural therapy, when administered IV, admittedly, it's not like, you know, eating an orange or taking a vitamin pill. It's a little bit more radical form of treatment with vitamin C given intravenously. That's an intervention that has to be done medically. That can save lives. And an important illustration of the principle that IV vitamin C has some real tangible benefits for patients suffering from infections. And, you know, It remains to be seen. Again, you know, I don't want to exploit this developing tragedy of an international pandemic with coronavirus. But many of these patients are going to get 4-plus sick from pneumonia, and they're going to hover at the brink of death. And there are no antivirals that have been demonstrated effective against coronaviruses. So what can they do? They just, you know, give people intravenous. They give them support, but no direct treatment that combats the virus. So wouldn't it behoove health officials to try an innocuous treatment like intravenous vitamin C to try and save some of these patients who are hovering at death's door? 877-726-8255 is our number for questions and calls on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. And check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you, 877-726-8255. And we actually have a live caller from Wisconsin. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty darn good.
Good, good. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Last week, I went to the doctor. I had two small lumps on the back of my head near my hairline. My neck, you know, and he said it looked like cellulitis.
Yes.
And so I got some medicines. Mm-hmm. So then he said if I wasn't better the next day to come back right away. Well, the next day my whole head was swelled. My eyes were almost shut. And,
oh, my God.
And my daughter took me back over to the clinic, and they were going to keep me overnight for observation, and they said it was erysipelas?
Yeah, which is like a bad form of cellulitis. You know, cellulitis is an infection of the skin, and it can cause redness and burning. Erysipelas is a little more severe manifestation of that. And it used to actually have the name St. Anthony's Fire. And I guess you really were experiencing a lot of burning and just, you know, terrible discomfort with that itching, burning, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, what ended up happening? You got more powerful antibiotics, or were you hospitalized for intravenous antibiotics? What's the deal?
The whole schmool. I was there 5 days, and I got steroids and antibiotics and the liquid fluids and everything. And now I'm home. I came home last Monday, and my whole forehead is still kind of a dark red. I had lumps under my skin, and they would weep.
And that may be the aftermath of that. That may be the aftermath. And, you know, what they think, presumably, is that the infection's handled. Presumably, you're still taking some oral antibiotics just to make sure that it doesn't come back?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm taking a cefadroxil.
Okay, yeah, like the cephalosporin kind of antibiotic. All right, so let me ask you this. Do you have any predisposing conditions. By that, I mean, do you have diabetes or do you have, are you on some kind of immunosuppressive medications? Any other drugs you're taking?
Nope, nothing. I'm 82 years old and I take a vitamin, salmon oil, and chondroitin.
Right. This, if you don't mind by asking, what's your height and weight?
About 4'10" and maybe about 140.
Okay, so boom, you know, right there, you know, because you have short stature, you're probably carrying extra weight. And while your doctors didn't tell you you have diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you may have high levels of blood sugar from time to time. I mean, of course, your age is a factor because immunity declines as you age, but you may have blood sugar abnormalities that make your body a more hospitable home for bacteria. You know, certainly we see in diabetics, we see infections all the time. So, you know, I would, if you were to come to see me, I would look at your blood test a little more closely to see if that were the case. The other thing is, have you had levels of vitamins checked? Have you checked your vitamin D, for example? That's one very important vitamin that helps to fend off infections.
I don't think they check that.
They don't. They don't generally check that, and it's unfortunate. And do you take vitamin D?
I take a multiple vitamin for women.
Okay, fine. And so that may have a minimal amount of vitamin D, but I will bet dollars to donuts. That's good because they all start with D, that your D levels are low. And when D levels are low, you might be more prone to infection. You know, also other critical vitamins that fight infection, vitamin A, C, zinc, we would check those. We want to make sure that you get adequate levels above and beyond what your multiple provides because you may be on a paltry commercial multi. The other thing I would suggest, you know, when antibiotics are used for deep-seated infections, they don't really penetrate the tissue. And so what I sometimes suggest to patients who have deep-seated infections, like skin infections or prostate infections, you know, something that really takes a high dose of antibiotics to get to, I would suggest that they take something called Wobenzyme, which you can get from your local health food store. It's also available on Fullscript, which is our online dispensary in case you're interested and you want to go online and purchase it. But you can get it from your local good vitamin store or health food store. Wobenzyme has been shown to help antibiotics penetrate more deeply when you're trying to get at a deep-seated infection. And the reason these infections are so tenacious is that they lodge in the tissue, and then because of poor circulation and, you know, all the inflammation that the infections cause, it's hard for blood supply that is the conduit for the antibiotics to get deep into the tissue to fight the infection. So Wobenzyme, which generally doses about three times daily, might be a good adjunct to your antibiotic use. But also, you know, just check your underlying health vulnerabilities. Make sure you have adequate vitamins that support immunity, and make sure that your diet is such that you don't run high blood sugars. Bacteria love sugar, and you want to keep your blood sugars under really good control to prevent these types of infections and make it more easy for you to, your body to overcome it, because ultimately it's your own immune system that's going to do the job. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. For Intelligent Medicine. Be right back.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Can pomegranate juice fend off memory loss? Well, you may remember all those Palm Wonderful commercials, which suggested that pomegranate juice delivers all kinds of health benefits. You know, it's good for your heart and it's good for your brain, make you live longer, improve athletic performance. And that actually is based in some really good science, because pomegranates are rich in antioxidant compounds, specifically proanthocyanidins, including things with exotic names like punic halogen and punicosides. And they actually have a slew of health attributes for the brain, for the heart, the circulatory system, for the eyes. There's a lot of studies on pomegranate. But here's the catch. Since they're a food, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, saw fit to rein in the health claims about pomegranate, and they went so far as to enjoin Palm Wonderful from invoking scientific studies in their ads. And there was a big fight over this. They took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And after a costly, lengthy battle, the Supreme Court denied Palm Wonderful's appeal in 2016. So thus chastened, you will now see Palm Wonderful ads that are kind of bland. You know, just the colorful ads that say, you know, this is really, you know, a delicious juice that's good for you. They can say that. You know, it's kind of a vague claim, supports your health, that kind of thing. But that hasn't stopped pomegranate science from advancing, because in the latest issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, I have it in front of me here, January 2020, it features an article entitled Randomized Placebo-Controlled Study of Pomegranate Juice in Middle-Aged and Older Adults. And what they were trying to do in this study is ascertain whether drinking pomegranate juice over the course of a year would fend off memory deterioration in these experimental subjects who were middle-aged and older. So they recruited 261 subjects. Half of them got an 1 8-ounce serving of pomegranate juice per day, or another half got a placebo drink. So it was a randomized controlled, placebo-controlled trial, which is considered the gold standard of scientific research. They did this for 12 months, and they were administered memory tests, which revealed this. While pomegranate juice didn't make the participants any smarter, okay, it didn't enhance their memory performance, it did, however, forestall the memory losses that their peers experienced over the 12 months of the study when they didn't consume pomegranate juice. So the researchers conclude as follows, I'm quoting, in this 12-month randomized controlled trial, visual memory performance, specifically the ability to learn new visual information over repeated learning trials, was shown to be maintained in individuals who drank pomegranate juice compared with a placebo drink. Thus, these findings could have a potential impact on visual memory issues commonly associated with aging. Now, don't expect ads to appear featuring this newly discovered attribute of pomegranate juice, because as the folks at Palm Wonderful painfully learned, the current U.S. regulatory scheme favors suppression of even truthful research-based claims for health benefits for anything other than FDA-approved prescription drugs. You can make all kinds of claims about something that's been approved by the FDA and is available on an RX pad, but if it's of a food or a supplement, no dice. That's the current regulatory scheme in the U.S., suppressing factual scientific claims that can be backed up by good research like this. So really, I think there's really something to it, but you won't hear about it via advertisements on TV. All right. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? They can have harmful consequences to your stomach, cause ulcers and bleeding, and they've also, in some cases, been linked to kidney problems, cardiovascular problems. Well, here's a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. It's liquid turmeric liposome complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's spelled future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. All right. This time of year, a lot of people are initiating their New Year's resolutions. A lot of people are actually failing their New Year's resolutions. It usually takes about 2-3 weeks before people throw in the towel. And the most popular New Year's resolution by far is to lose weight. But many North Americans are having trouble shedding those extra pounds. And part of it may be lack of willpower. But a new study suggests that a tropical vacation may kickstart your weight loss efforts during these dark winter months. It may be the darkness that is causing or exacerbating your weight problem. Now, you might be saying to yourself, but I take a hefty dose of the sunshine vitamin D. So, even though I'm not able to get away to Florida or the Caribbean or Mexico, I still take vitamin D. And I check my levels. My levels are good. So I'm getting all the benefits of sunlight by taking an oral pill. Won't that help and save me the airfare? Well, studies have been equivocal on the effects of vitamin D on obesity. It's true that many overweight people, especially those with type 2 diabetes or metabolic syndrome, have low vitamin D levels. But that may be because excess body fat or inflammation tends to reduce vitamin D. The body fat sequesters the vitamin D and traps them in fat cells and prevents it from showing up in the circulation. In other words, low D may be an effect, not a cause of obesity. And they've done some trials of vitamin D supplementation for weight loss and type 2 diabetes. And, some of them show a slight effect, but most yield inconsistent results. So taking vitamin D is, you know, it's good, and it'll help bend off infections. It does a lot of good for you, but will it make you shed pounds effortlessly? This new study examined the effect of sunlight on subcutaneous fat cells, or the white fat cells that can be found right beneath your skin. And direct sunlight exposure, it's got to be direct, in some way seems to kindle fat metabolism even under your skin. You know, your skin's kind of a, it is to some extent translucent, and it transmits ultraviolet light to the underlying fat cells. When subjected to natural sunlight, and I'm quoting here, lipid droplets reduce in size and released out of the cell. In other words, our cells don't store as much fat. According to the author of this study, the aptly named Dr. Peter Light. I kid you not, he's Dr. Light is the author of the study. And, you know, this kind of makes sense given our current epidemic of childhood obesity. So many kids languish indoors glued to screens instead of getting outside, even in the summer when they could be absorbing sunlight. And then when they're allowed to go outside, their parents slather them with sunscreen, thus preventing any ultraviolet light from penetrating the skin, generating vitamin D, but also maybe kindling fat metabolism. And so I'm thinking this is my perfect excuse to gear up to go down south sometime this winter to go scuba diving, for medical reasons, of course, entirely, you know, not for nothing frivolous, but to merely kindle my subcutaneous fat. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Little known fact, you can, even if you missed your opportunity to pose questions to me live during the program, we had a few callers, but many of you may have been otherwise occupied. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. Radioprogram@AOL.com gets your question to me, and we'll use that question as fodder for our weekly Q&A session. It's called Q&A with Layla, wherein I work with our nutritionist in residence, Layla Mudin, to answer your questions. One of our weekly podcasts, downloadable from drhoffman.com, or your favorite podcast dispenser. Also, 877-726-8255 gets you through to me during the show, but also off hours, 24/7, and you can record a question, as did this listener. Let's hear from them.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Huffman. I have developed allergies quite severely, and I am on a prescription for acid reflux called pantoprazole. May I please ask you what you would suggest to substitute or to take for my acid reflux conditions? Thank you, Dr. Huffman. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, you know, this is really an interesting question because it just has appeared in the medical literature, what you described, the link between stomach acid drugs and the likelihood of allergies. And I'm reading from a press release from Nature Communications. New research has linked the use of prescription drugs for stomach acid to a higher likelihood of developing allergies afterwards. The research suggests the findings infer an increased risk of allergy from the use of these medications. And it makes sense because stomach acid is vital for food digestion. When you don't break down foods entirely, the food enters the gastrointestinal tract partially undigested, and these large food particles can be recognized by the immune system as foreign invaders, and they thus set up allergies. And the other way that these medications may make you more prone to allergies is because without stomach acid, you change your microbiome. You may increase the likelihood that yeast could develop in your gastrointestinal tract, which is a real trigger for allergic responses, not just to yeast, but to a wide variety of substances, can be a problem. So there you have it. You know, so how do you get off? Well, a lot of people come to us who've been told they need to remain on these medications for heartburn or, you know, some kind of stomach problem forever. And it's really inappropriate. You want to minimize your exposure to these medications. Once, you know, you've been on them for a while, you kind of become hooked on them. So it's very hard to get off. There's a rebound hyperacidity that occurs when you stop them cold. So you can't stop cold turkey. What I generally recommend is that people taper very gradually. Maybe they take these medications 2 of 3 days per week, or they take a half dose of medication daily, and they gradually reduce over a period of months. Sometimes you can substitute other acid-blocking medication of the older kind, the so-called H2 blockers like Pepcid or Zantac or Tagamet. They're less potent, but they'll give you some relief from acidity. But the other thing is we'll use natural things like DGL, which is a licorice extract, or aloe to soothe the esophagus. And, of course, diet change is important. You know, many patients benefit from a lower carb diet. They may be intolerant to one or another food. Sometimes you have to do a little detective work to find out what your trigger is for GERD and thereby break the cycle of dependency on these PPI medications, proton pump inhibitors, of which Nexium is one, and Prilosec, and, you know, this whole tens of millions of Americans literally hooked on these medications. All right, do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Well, here's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness, or simply being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, NT-Factor works on the mitochondria. That's the energy factory within your cells. And clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. NT-Factor is available in ProPacks, your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But if you want to take NT-Factor alone, there's a great formula, Healthy Aging, which is the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it provides you with the unique energy support of pure NT-Factor in a potent delivery system. I don't go a day without taking NT-Factor myself. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. www.lead.com. All right, lead toxicity, thought to be a problem. So lots of people exposed to lead because of the use of leaded gasoline in the past. And there have been tragedies like the water supply in certain municipalities across the country, which turned out to be higher in lead than we were led to believe. New study suggests that lead exposure may be responsible for nearly 10 times more deaths in the United States than previously thought. The researchers did, they did a projection based on known facts about lead toxicity. And they've concluded that nearly 412,000 deaths every year in the U.S. can be attributed directly to lead contamination. They say that those individuals who have initial lead level at the 90th percentile, get this, they had a 37% increase in all-cause mortality, a 70% increase in cardiovascular disease mortality, and therefore it really supports the rationale for encouraging people to A, avoid lead, but also consider chelation therapy. Chelation therapy is a way to remove lead from the bloodstream, something that we've been advocated for a long time in the field of integrative medicine. Well, thanks for joining us. Great questions. And if you want to send questions to us, radioprogram@AOL.com. You can also call that number, 877-726-8255, and record a question. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can get our newsletter free at drhoffman.com. Sign up for it, please. And make sure that you listen to our podcasts. They're available to you free also via the usual sources. Have yourselves a great weekend.